Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
We're Boston's home for sports.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Thanks for all you do.
The home for live.
We try to relate to the listener.
And local.
A guy in Boston.
And we do it together.
Sometimes you guys aggravate me so much I turn you up. But here I am, turning back on.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Win at Bruin Style. Bruin Style. It's playoff time, and now St. Louis plays the Bruins. And just like with Toronto, we will leave this team in ruins. We'll bring the Stanley back to Boston, cause we are the Bruins. Winning games is what we're doing. We've got Tuukka Rask. This guy knows how to stop the puck, and he moves very fast. Don't mess with Marchand, cause that guy knows how to kick your ass. Don't mess with Chara, Patrice Bergeron, don't poke the bear. Do not poke the bear. Beat St. Louis! Let's beat St. Louis for the cup!
Hey!
We won the cup!
Hey!
Beat St. Louis! Let's beat St. Louis for the cup!
Hey!
We won the cup!
Hey!
And this is how we're gonna get the Stanley Cup! Win it Bruin style. Everybody now.
Hey!
Hey! Nathan Krejci. Win, 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 win. Win it Bruin style. Hey! Nathan Krejci. Win, 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 win.
Win it Bruin style.
Win it Bruin style.
Oh, Mike, behind the mic, Callahan, where have you gone? 985 Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich, the Mount Fair Tire Studios, 605. Come on, man, we need a new anthem this season. I don't know, maybe he's just playing coy with us. He's waiting to see. You know, he doesn't want to blow it on one of these early rounds. He wants to wait until they get to the end, and then he can jinx it again. So, Mike, behind the mic, Callahan, if you want to make something, we've reached out to you. Come on, you got the Celtics playing well, you got the Bruins playing well. Let's do it again. It was great when he was in studio. That was something that will probably never happen again, of course. But am I dropping out?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to reconnect, Rich. So
burping and in out here.
You go. Right. Go ahead. Take a powder. Joe and I will carry on here for a moment.
Wow, look, who's that? Who's that talking?
It's me, Hardy. Hi, that's Dan O'Brien. Who else is here? Who cares? Bruins won.
Bruins won. Celtics win.
Celtics won. That, I mean, yeah, for a moment, all was right with the world last night. And then I remembered I got an email from my kid's school that I need to run through like a language modifier to figure out what the hell they were talking about. I was so pissed off. I texted Beetle last night because his wife's a teacher. I'm like, what does this mean? What does this mean? And he just said, they're not going to school. I said, okay, then why don't they just say that? So
now, Hardy, are your kids going to school? Is it going to be a remote thing? Because I know that like Boston Public Schools said remote is going to be until like October, but then you don't go back if you're like a high schooler until like November or something. Like there's phased return to school. There's some students aren't going to be going back to school. I mean, as it stands right now, for like another two and a half months from what they're saying in Boston.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to reconnect again, Rich. But I will tell you, I will give you the quote here. This is what I sent to Beetle last night because I was so like out of my mind reading this email. It said, I'm reaching out to you with genuine acknowledgement and sincere empathy around the challenge. Okay, so we're like this long paragraph. Okay, here's the meat, right? Here we go. At the last meeting, school committee voted 3-2 in favor. Listen to this, Joe. See me? You pretend you're me, right?
All right.
You know, relatively, you can get up and you can put your pants on in the morning and you can breathe and you can brush your teeth without stabbing yourself in the nostril, right?
Okay.
You're not a genius, but you're not a moron either. Tell me what this paragraph means. Voted in recommendation for a phased-in approach. Based on the elements of the vote, in-person learning would be phased in with the entry point for the school year likely starting with remote learning 2.0. The first day of school will be September 16th.
So on September 16th, the first day of entry will be remote.
In-person learning would be phased in with the entry point for the school year likely starting with remote learning 2.0.
That one's confusing.
Tell me about it. First of all, I feel like my hand up in the back of the class, like remote learning 2.0. What? Yeah, now you're just making up names for stuff, right?
Yeah.
I filled out the surveys. What would you like? This is what I would like. This is what would you do? This is what I would do. And I think most parents are like, yeah, our kids are not what? They're not going to be truant, you know? Mm-hmm. They're still going to attend school in some way, but I would rather they be there for a couple days a week. Oh, no. What we're going to do is we're going to give it a cool name, and that way they won't be as upset. And we're going to use phrases like phased-in approach and entry points, and make sure you put school year will start September 16th. That way, like, there'll be a bunch of people who'll be really, really pissed off if we just say your kids aren't going to school. But this way, we won't actually say it.
Hmm.
Like, why don't you just say it? Say it for me. Say it for the dumb guys so I don't have to decipher all this. So I guess they're not going to school.
So if they don't go to school, this really sucks for parents because, like, who's going to watch your kids when you have to go to work all day?
Well,
or if your spouse has to go to work or whatever, like.
I don't know. And believe me, this is the toughest job. You know, it's the toughest job to begin with, you know, being school teachers and administrators and teaching kids. To then say, all right, we're going to do it in a totally different model that would take years to come up with. If you told teachers and administrators and superintendents and principals, look, we're going to give you guys 3 years to move the in-classroom learning model to an at-home learning model, they probably say it's not enough time. It really isn't. But instead, they gave them 6 months during a pandemic. It's unbelievable that they're able to pull it off in any way, shape, or form. And believe me, it is not, you know, not ideal. But the fact that they're going to do it and pull it off in some way, a ton of credit. I'm just saying, from this simple thing, from the email thing, give it to us straight. We can handle it.
Yeah, hey, we're gonna have remote learning on this date.
We're supposed to.
Here's
be the
Zoom link,
right?
You know,
like, kids, or just come out and say kids will not be attending school except in the cases of blah blah blah. And there are some special circumstances where kids will be in school. So anyway,
I was gonna say I actually heard something over the weekend, like with high school. I know your kids are a little younger, but with high school kids, what they're doing is some weeks they're on remote, and then the next week they're actually at the school. Well, if you actually want to play athletics, you can't do any remote learning. So, like, if you're like a student who wants to play sports, because they're trying to have a four sport program at some point, like all the sports happening at once. If you want to be an athlete, you can't do any remote learning whatsoever.
Good grief! Well. As I said, not to take away from the joy that I experienced watching the Celtics complete the sweep. When did you know they were going to sweep?
Ooh, I would say with 2 minutes to go in game three.
Okay.
They gave up an 11-0 run with the minute and 32 to go in game three.
I'm not saying that I'm, you know, Johnny's soothsayer. After they won game two, I said, that's it. They're all done. I think Rich is back. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Yeah, they quit in game two. Like, you could see their soul just get ripped out of their chest in game two. Like, you knew that the 76ers, they didn't even want to be there. That is the biggest mess of an organization, and you're going to see over the next couple of days, everyone's going to start pointing fingers. It's going to be a fun disaster to watch, seeing the way they were peacocking about winning the regular season series and all of that. That was fantastic. So I have no problem with the complete demise of the 76ers. Other than Joel Embiid, there isn't really a lot to like about that team. So I like Joel Embiid, but dude's out of shape. that guy is in no condition to play 48 minutes of basketball. Like, I haven't seen a guy get that gassed, any player in the NBA get gassed that quickly. Boy, in years. Like, can you think of a player that just in the first half looks like a completely different human being than the second half?
So I'm glad you asked that, because I was thinking yesterday when I was watching that, I'm like, not even a guy get gassed, because you see guys who are out of shape, they just aren't tasked with playing that many minutes. I'm thinking about a guy just that talented and that big and that size that was so unengaged. Like, he could not have cared less about being out there for huge chunks of that series. And it was in game two when I saw it, and I'm like, these guys just aren't going to do it. And not to say that game three wasn't a game or even game four, but I watching the Celtics come back and overcome deficits anywhere from 10, 12 to just, you know, that little four-pointer that they had to overcome. I think it was in game three late in the game. That Sixers team was just not into it. And I don't know. I couldn't think of a good comp for Joel Embiid. Somebody that good who just kind of like gave up. He just wasn't into it.
He goes from looking like all world to just like a guy who sucks. I like the fact that yesterday he even called him out on it on ABC. They showed that first half stats versus second half stats. You're like, all right, well, now they're just rubbing it in. And I almost think that, like, when Tobias Harris came back out after smashing his face on the floor, like, part of me almost thinks that might have been like a middle finger to Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I'm actually going to try, unlike half of this roster right now, and show you guys what it means to have, some sort of grit or just some sort of pride. And for him to come back out there, he didn't need to be there. As a matter of fact, he knew it was over. He still came back out. And part of me just thinks that was kind of just a, you know, freedom rocket to those guys going, all right, man, like, let's not be that team. So at least they had that little semblance of pride going into this offseason. But it's going to be a mess, and it's going to be a glorious mess. I don't mind it. I don't like that team. I don't like Ben Simmons. The coach seems okay, but he's got no control.
Oh, he's out.
Al Horford's become, like, that whole entire, like, I don't mind watching all of that implode. There's some teams I actually feel kind of bad for. It's like, you're in a no-win situation. They are way too talented to be that crappy.
And Rich, I wanted to mention, game three, Scott Foster was the official. There was a wrangle on the line.
Yep.
The 76ers were +6. I was convinced they were going to cover that game. Somehow the 76ers couldn't even win with the wrangle on their side. They couldn't even cut. I mean, the Celtics won by 8, but, like, that's how bad they are. Scott Foster couldn't even help them cover the spread in that game.
They're so bad, they're wrangle-proof. I love it. All right. Well, we have, of course, the master of the wrangle, Joe Murray, in studio with us. And Hardy, this should be great. So we will get to everything that happened yesterday. We'll talk more about the Celtics and, of course, the Bruins with a great win yesterday against a very good team. We'll get to that and everything else right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports Hub.
Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
At 5 of Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. Got Hardy in studio along with Joe Murray. And back on January 9th, the Sixers Twitter account bragged about clinching the regular season series against the Celtics. So at least they got that going
for them. The Boston Celtics, for the second consecutive year, are the first team to advance to round two of the playoffs. Kemba Walker's seven-year wait is over. But in writing the latest chapter of this rivalry story, did the Celtics just end the Sixers process story? It's a four-game sweep. The final score, Boston 110, Philadelphia 106.
Well, that was fun. A clean sweep in Orlando and a very long offseason for the Sixers as the Celtics win game 4, 110-106. And during any given game, it seems like at least one of three players stands out as the star. And yesterday, that guy was Kemba Walker.
Kemba, left side of the floor against Richardson. Ty sets the screen. Kemba dribbles straight away. Three in the air. Got it. Nobody in sight of Kemba Walker to challenge that shot.
Well, there was somebody. That was Daniel Tice. Who set the pick.
25 for Kemba Walker, trying to get to the second round for the first time. Celtics by 4, 66-62.
Yep, and he did. Winning his first ever playoff round, Kemba was excellent. It was an effortless 32 points, and despite being somewhat quiet in the first half of the game, Jason Tatum woke up late in the third and really never looked back after that.
Tatum straight away eyeing Thibault. 7 seconds. 6-5 to go in the third. Grant Williams sets the screen. Tatum just takes the deep three and drills it.
Oh, somebody just stepped on my doggone toe. Tatum, get off of it.
I'm not sure what that means, Cedric Maxwell, but fantastic call. Well, not only did Tatum notch 28 points, but he also grabbed a career-high 15 rebounds. As for the Sixers, we were just talking about it, Hardy. I don't remember a team that just looks so gassed so quickly. I know you think it's more of a give-up factor, but you know, Cedric Maxwell was ripping on Joel Embiid for being out of shape. Robert Parrish was saying he needed to get into a gym. But as I was saying, I mean, that team just mentally packed for home in game two, with one exception, of course, Tobias Harris. I mean, he's a bad man. I mean, after slamming his head on the ground and bleeding all over the place, I mean, the fact that he came back out to play when really there was no reason at all to was the ultimate, really anti-76er move. So good for him, man. I thought that was great. Well, afterwards, Kemba was asked about moving on to round two and what that meant for him.
I was just trying to play basketball the right way, which I try to do each and every night. Whatever opportunities they gave me and that I've seen, I try to take advantage of it as best as I can. You know, sometimes they were back, so I looked for my pull-up. If they weren't, they were up, I tried to get around the big and get to the basket. If not, draw defenders and figure out to my teammates, let those guys do the rest of the work. So, like I said, just trying to play basketball the right way.
It's amazing how with all the high technology that they're using at the NBA bubble, Zoom still sounds like crap when they do the press conferences. But Joel Embiid in the other locker room was asked a bunch of questions about where the team goes from here, and he didn't like those questions at all.
What do you think the issue is with this team? I mean, do you think it's the way it's built? Do you think it's coaching? Do you think it's the bad luck with the injuries, all of the above? What would you say the issue is? Because, you know, like Brett may...
That's a very stupid question. There's no issue. We're good. We just didn't win. We came out. We couldn't make shots. The whole series, it's frustrating. You know, I felt like everybody played hard. We tried. Shots just didn't fall. And then at times, defense was not good. We all tried, and we could have done more. I could have done more, but like I said, that was a stupid question. There's no issue. There was a lot of stuff going on, and you just, you know, live and learn.
It's actually a great question.
I don't know. I kind of find it hard getting on Joel Embiid. Like, he's the best player on this crap team. I mean, he's literally, they're wasting his, the guy, it took him how many years to actually play basketball?
Was that a good effort in the second half? In the second half of every game?
No, but like,
LeBron is Joel Embiid really giving his all, Joe?
No, LeBron James has quit before. We've seen other people.
Yeah, but LeBron James has rings.
No, but that was before he had rings. This was before he, when LeBron lost to the Celtics, he quit.
Are you comparing the two? Like, LeBron James.
Joel Embiid is a star in this league. Absolutely. If we're even arguing this debate, I don't know what we're talking about here.
You know what I mean?
Joel Embiid's a star.
But the quit gene I'm talking about. Like, LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James has quit. It took him to go play with other guys to get better. Joel Embiid needs better guys to get better. That's a fact. That's a fact.
There's something about the way with which he quit, though. And I know what you're talking about with LeBron, right? You know, there were elements in Cleveland the first time around, and there were times when he just, you know, he sulked. Embiid isn't sulking. He's just, you know, there's a difference between sulking and trying to prove a point and just giving up and not caring. And he got to the point where he gave up, was gassed, as I've heard. And Rich, I heard you guys talking about it last week, how he just doesn't seem to have like the legs or the lungs at the end of these games. And I said, he's absolutely right. And what LeBron did, which was almost to prove a point, Embiid didn't prove any point. He just doesn't, he can't do it anymore. Or if he can, he doesn't care enough to try. They were in those games.
Yep.
These were not.
There's no one else to help him.
These weren't.
Nobody.
Okay, but these weren't blowouts. There was a key possession at the end of the second game. I'm talking like mid to end of the fourth quarter in the second game where I don't know what he was supposed to be doing, whether he was supposed to be boxing out, whether he was supposed to be trying to get position or something. Instead, he just like laid off on the wing and just watched the play unfold. And his big contribution was to come in and follow Kemba Walker after Walker got the rebound. That's the play to me. I look at Joel Embiid and said, you guys were in this game. This was game two. You got to win this one.
You guys,
and he just, it's not me.
Rich, you asked who you compare him to. To me, it's Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing was this big man that would rather be on the outside shooting from the outside than getting his ass down on the block and dominating down there. Joel Embiid, that's what he did this series. Because, yeah, maybe he is out of shape. Maybe he is lazy. My only thing is this. This guy's a seven-footer. He's probably the best big man in the league. Arguably the best big man in the league who has no talent surrounded him. He trusted the process. This guy's not going to be healthy for his whole entire career. Like, they're wasting his prime years right now. That's where I defend him in this case. The guy's out there. He's getting 30 points a night, showing up. Imagine if he was in shape and had other players. I don't think that's the difference in this team winning and losing games, though.
Here's where I think it's different with LeBron James. And listen, I busted on LeBron James for giving up, too, but he gave up in, like, clinching games. Like, the games that you know, like, the end of a series, and he knew his team had lost. And you're right, Hardy's right. It's almost like to prove a point, which is a whiny point, but that's what he was trying to do. Joel Embiid gets gassed and gives up in game one of a series. He just gives up at end of games.
Rich, at game two, when it's, you know, that's a pivotal game. You don't want to go down 2-0 to, you know, the likes of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Kemba Walker, but instead he did. He gave up in a winnable game too. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. It's the culture of that team, and they've had a lot of issues, but we don't have to wait long to find out who and when the Celtics are going to be playing, because the Toronto Raptors did some sweeping as well. However, they may be without one of their bigger stars. Yesterday, Kyle Lowry, he injured his foot. He's got an MRI pending. They're saying it's like a possibly a Liz Frank injury. We should know more by today, but it starts on Thursday. You want to talk about polar opposites as far as culture is concerned. You go from the 76ers, who's just an absolute mess and loaded with talent, to the Raptors, who shouldn't be as good as they are, yet because of great coaching and a great GM and just a great culture up there, that team is the anti-Sixers. They play every single play. And they're dogs. They really, really, really want this. On top of that, you've got an announcement yesterday that Gordon Hayward has left the bubble The plans for him to go back to Orlando when he's when he's closing in on a return to the court. You know, I don't know if you saw this, but Hardy, last week we had Danny Ainge on.
Oh, and this was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So as kind of a joke, I said to him, I was like, hey, have you talked to Hayward about possibly having his wife induce labor while he's out already for, you know, this injury? And Danny kind of laughed and he goes, you know, Robin and I, that's Hayward's wife, you know, we've had some discussions about this.
She's energetic.
And yeah, she's very energetic. And that got picked up by like a bunch of people thinking that Danny Ainge was really this cold-hearted bastard who called Robin Hayward and was like, hey, now that your husband's injured, why don't you shoot that baby out so we can get things rolling? And well, like Danny Ainge got a bunch of crap. I'm like, listen to the interview. He's obviously joking about the entire thing, and it became like an actual news story.
I don't know that he was joking about everything. That's why when I listened to it, he said something I want, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he said,
yeah,
that's a decision, you know, they're going to have to make. But he said that, yeah, we've talked about it, the timing of things. And he said, that's a decision they're going to have to make. You don't have to make a decision about having a natural, the baby shows up when the baby shows up, childbirth. There's no decision. The baby decides. So he said in that interview, they have a decision. They'll have to decide on that. So, and look, it's not the most ludicrous thing in the world. People do it all the time.
She got angry.
Well, she did.
Robin Hayward.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was not happy about that at all. But hey, don't tell me Danny Ainge. What, he's got like six kids himself. He's one of 15. They come from a culture where it's like kids are just, you know, hey,
falling out.
Everybody's having kids all the time. You know, the world doesn't stop just because you're having, you know, doing something as mundane as giving birth to a child. Please, you know,
you've piqued my interest. And now I want to go back and listen to it, because as I was doing the interview, like I was thinking, all right, he's joking around. But you know what? Now that you're saying this, I wouldn't mind actually listening back and hearing what he said, because I saw, like, that's right, because Robin Hayward actually got kind of mad at people who were saying that she should induce her kid and that Danny Ainge had said it. So now I want to hear it. So maybe Nick in the other room, maybe for like later on, pull that up, because you're right. Now that you're saying those words, Hardy, it does make sound a little more like he actually tried to do a sell job on getting all this taken care of, you know, while he's on the rehab clock, he's recovering.
Right. I have no idea if it was ever brought up to, you know, the Haywards, but are you telling me that in an internal discussion with the Celtics, like even just a conversation on the phone, that Ainge didn't mention it to somebody else? Because that would be ideal. And when you start talking about like what our actual due date is, like if you're inducing after the due date, again, it happens every day. Women go in to be induced when they're a certain amount past their due date all the time. It happens all the time. It's not a ridiculous notion, but oh yeah, he seemed to like catch some crap for it, and she was obviously not happy about it. And look, to me, any woman who's in a third trimester, you know, my own wife, there's, you know, certain things that's like, no, they are 100% in charge of this situation. Any you know, conversation about what is going to happen, you got to understand who the boss is. And,
yeah,
and you know, obviously she's in charge and she is the one running things, not to mention taking care of the kids while Gordon Hayward has been off in the bubble. So, of course, everyone is going to defer to the mother. The mother is in charge. Again, these are conversations.
Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, right?
Right. You just
that's what it says on the refrigerator.
That's right. But daddy's always happy.
That's right. I forgot about those videos. That's right. All right. Well, we will get to that. I do want to hear that now. Now that you mentioned that, I do want to hear that, because as we were doing it, it's felt like completely different. But yes, you've convinced me. Maybe there was something to it. All right. Maybe there is. All right. We got to talk about the Bruins. It was a great game last night. And Halak looks good. And we will get to that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports Hub.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. Whatever happened to Wolf Mother? Is that who this is, or is this Chet? I always get those two mixed up.
I think this is Wolf Mother.
Oh, okay.
Joker and the Thief?
Yes.
Yes, Wolf Mother.
Yeah. Okay, I always...
Happened to the Dotsons? The Dotsons. That was, right in there with Jet and Wolf Mother.
Same
genre of... Whatever this is, it's like Queens of the Stone Age light.
Yeah, right. But without quite the originality or talent. Well, Jet was just AC/DC. Aren't they the ones with Cold Hot Bitch? Oh, kiss on her lips.
Yeah, that's
an AC/DC song.
Well, that's so. If you're gonna rip somebody off, rip off one of the greatest of all time.
Right. It's kind of like a Greta Van Fleet. If you're gonna sound exactly like a band, then sound exactly like one of the greatest bands of all time.
But then, very importantly, you also have to pretend to know nothing about that band. What? That,
Led Zeppelin? Never even heard of them.
Never heard of these guys.
We're not trying to sound like Led Zeppelin.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, yesterday was fun. What started off as men against boys, it turned into a little bit of a last-second nail-biter at the end of the game.
Marchand back of the net. Rubbed off the play. And now right circle. It's Pastrnak centered. Marchand, he scores! Marchand out in front from about 5 feet away, hammers it in, 3-0 Bruins.
Yep, despite the 3-2 score, the Bruins were the dominant team for most of Game 1 in their win against the Lightning yesterday. First off, Halak looked pretty damn good in net, winning his fourth straight. It took until their 28th shot of the night to finally get one past Yarrow, and then Hedman did it just minutes later. But he was steady, and he made a few tough saves. But a guy who's been one of the Bruins' best players this postseason... Man, he did it once again.
Far circle now. Here's Bergeron. Back to Krug in the right corner. Krug exchanges spots. Now goes to the far point. Leaves it for Krejci at the far point. Some heavy legs on those Lightning penalty killers. Sent across. Pastrnak fires. They score! David Pastrnak! A power play rocket! 2-0 Bruins!
Pastrnak was not the impressive part of that. David Krejci is a damn wizard. Just a ridiculous pass through traffic to get it to Pasta. Beautiful stuff from playoff Krejci. He's been great ever since this whole thing has started.
But Rich, that power play goal, that was all Torrey Krug. Not all Torrey Krug.
Krug was great.
I will give him, if you're going to thank one Bruin for that goal, you thank Torrey Krug. He had one amazing keep in the zone. When that puck had every reason to squirt through, and instead he trapped it, and maybe quarterback's the wrong word, Joe. I don't know. But he runs point on that power play.
Oh, he's the best
of the point. And facilitates, and as you heard Judd say there, he switches places with Krejci,
And it's so much about positioning on this, right? And creating space. So Krejci has three options there. You know, he had three places to go. Now, credit to him for getting all the way through.
Like three guys he got it through.
Finding Pastrnak on the other side. But Krug is the guy that keeps that puck in the zone and creates those heavy legs on the penalty killers. I'm telling you, man, I've always liked Krug since the moment he got called up and he had his, you know, big welcome to the big time, four goals and five games in the playoffs years ago. But, you know, watching that last night, I feel like I'm Greg Bedard watching an offensive lineman in a Patriots game, but I'm watching Torrey Krug on the power play because I'm waiting just to have more ammo in my Torrey Krug clip to say, see, he's the guy. But last night, that's legit. He was the man on that goal on that power play. Without him, the puck's not even in the zone for half of the time. He's the one. He's the one you thank.
And they're going to miss him, too, because he's obviously, that's it. I mean, there's no way they're going to sign him back.
I
hope they can find a way, but it just doesn't seem possible.
His comments weren't great. It sounds like he's going to free agency is what he said. But they couldn't sign him.
He's been offering a hometown discount for so long, you know, practically directly, and they haven't bitten on it. Let me tell you something. Halak continues to play well. I don't know. Maybe you can move some money by freeing up some space in the goaltender. I'm just saying, some room to re-sign Krug.
Plus, Char is taking that step back. Hopefully, he's getting better as the games go on. But you're right. If they lose one defenseman there and Char is already on the way out, that's a lot of makeup right there.
Yep. You know, on top of that, there really were no ugly goals last night for the Bruins. I mean, just ones that looked great in slow-mo, like the one we just played right there. But one of my favorites, I mean, obviously, the one that needed to be slowed down just to figure out how the hell they pulled it off was their first goal of the night.
Centering pass picked off by McAvoy. 2-on-1 if they counter. The Lightning are back.
Pastrnak had nothing left in the tank trying to get up there on that.
Marchand to the near point. Carlo brings it. They score! Brandon Carlo with a drive. Charlie Coyle got a deflection. And the Bruins with a 1-0 lead late in the first period.
I mean, Carlo just launched one towards Vasilevsky, and Charlie Coyle just knocks it in with a baseball swing that just really made it impossible to block.
He's got a couple of those now, right?
It was going to miss on the right side, and instead he deflected, and he got it over the blocker side. I mean, it is one of the things that I don't get how they're able to do it as well as they're able to do it, but that's why they have that
big body in front, though. Like, that's what he's
awesome.
Coyle's like, you know, the guy can play center, and we know he's playing wing at times, but the fact that he's that big body in front, now that he can tip in those kind of shots, we see it more and more. I like him in front of the net in those situations there. The one goal that I will say, though, I know Hardy mentioned the Krug goal that set everything up. McDonough literally was so lazy with the puck on one of the plays. Bergeron stole it, passed it to Bergeron. Pastrnak, excuse me, and then he passed it to Marchand, who slapped it right in. That was all laziness by Ryan McDonough, who was one of the better defenses in all of hockey. That was pure laziness, but the fact that that little whole setup there, the steal, the pass, the slap shot, that was a thing of beauty.
Well, here was a huge win, but here's Cassidy afterwards on Halak's night, who had a great night.
Yeah, he was dominant that period. The other two goals, I think one went in off Charlie, the other one had eyes, so they certainly got a couple of fortunate ones, but boy, did he make some saves in the second where they probably deserved better, and I thought their guy did too. I thought both goalies did their job. We just happened to be one save better.
Now, one interesting bit of news from yesterday's game, mid-game, I don't remember last time this happened, during the game, a contract extension was announced for a goalie. Halak's new backup, is it Vlader or Vladar? I don't know how you pronounce it.
I'm going to say Vlader.
Okay,
I've
been saying Vlader, yeah.
Okay, all right, well, rhymes with Vlader. He was signed to a 3-year contract extension through the 23 season, cap hit of like $750 a year. Does that say anything to you about Tuukka, guys, the fact that they did that?
Well, he's still never played in an NHL game. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They want him around. They like him, obviously.
They have, too.
That's what you got right now. You got to have somebody there on the bench as a backup. I don't know. Rich, it's a fair question. It's tough for me to connect the dots. Well, they just signed this Vlader kid to a 3-year extension for, you know.
Peanuts, right.
Yeah, for what they spend on tape. You know, yeah. It's not a lot of money to keep this guy around. I don't know that you can connect the dots between that and what they're thinking about Tuukka Rask.
But really they don't. Went full-on PR blitz with this during the game yesterday. Like, the official Bruins account has this big, like, you know, graphic with him, and it's got, like, you know, the three-year extension and all that. And I just wonder, do you normally do that for, like, the guy who's your third-string goalie? Like, do you do that, especially during the playoffs, like, during a playoff game? Or is that kind of a little bit of a, like a tiny little jab?
I saw it pop up. I didn't see how much fanfare it accompanied. So I can't speak to that. All I know is that for a guy who has yet to play in an NHL game, it's tough for me to swallow the notion that this is that signals their plan to move on from Rask.
My whole thing with Rask is this: the team has to say all the right things because they don't want to damage this guy's value. He's in the last year of his contract,
right?
You know, he's already hinted at retirement, so like they got to say all the right things, because if they ship him out of town, you know, they got to get some value back for him. And at the same time, I keep talking about this window with the Bruins. You know, he's a big part of it, Tuukka. You know, and I think they have this year and next year. But if they move on from Tuukka, they're like, you know, going with what they have. And, you know, I don't know if they really have they don't have a plan after Halak. Like, I know Vladder's the guy right now, but there's nobody in that system that could come in right away and play. So they'd have to make a move if they did.
When do players get offered up for the expansion draft? The Kraken. When is that date?
So I think it's a year away. But you have to protect guys this season, I think, is how it works out.
Yeah, I don't know what the timeline is, but
okay. It's
like Tuukka would not be available, you know, in terms of as a Bruin.
Because
he'd be a free agent when they begin.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's right. That's right, because it would be another year. That's right. All right, well, there goes that plan. Well, here we go. Bubble hockey means not much waiting. Game 2 tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7 p.m. right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll get back, and your Red Sox are just awesomely historically bad. We will get into that right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Darkness. Now that's a band right there that's still making good music. They got written off as being like this one-hit wonder. That is an excellent band.
Are they?
They're excellent. They've made like 5 albums since this one, their debut one, and every single one of them is excellent. And that's not an overstatement or am I speaking hyperbole? That band writes great songs. Now, of course, some of them are about pirates and about, you know.
Well, that's just it. And that's what kind of always bugged me about them from the beginning, was they insisted it wasn't a joke. I'm like, of course it's a joke.
But
look at the way you're acting. I mean, it's a gag. And not to say the music isn't good. I say the same thing about that first Tenacious D album. There's like legit good songs on that first Tenacious D album. Mm-hmm. But don't tell me it's not a joke. Of course it's a joke.
See, they go, like, their last album wasn't even that jokey. Like, as a matter of fact, okay.
I haven't heard anything since the first one.
Except the name of the album is Easter is Canceled. So, I mean, I guess the whole theme of the album is a joke, but the songs itself, like, there's some pretty good love songs in there. Even the first album, like, you know, had, like, good, like, well-written, like, love songs, and they're an excellent, excellent band, like one that they shouldn't be as good as they are, but somehow they are. All right, the Red Sox, they're the first team in the major leagues to lose 20 games. And that's all I'm going to talk about the Red Sox, I think, today. Unless Joe Murray, of course, wants to go off, which is always welcome. But we will have Chris Forsberg to talk about the Celtics at 7:20, a team that's actually doing things, and so much more. Bob Soucy later on, he'll be talking to us from Patriots camp, some interesting news over the weekend with that. But right now, Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.